Hello there, listener of Through. Cody here to talk to you. So we're 10 episodes into our trail logs. These are our shorter, fly-on-the-wall experiences that Through producers have been assembling with no input from me. Seriously, I still haven't heard an episode. Because while these episodes are releasing, I'm working on my larger first-person documentary series about my experience on the Pacific Crest Trail, and that'll start coming out later this year. I mean, two shows for the price of one here. In the meantime, please keep leaving reviews and dropping those 5-star ratings. It helps the show and my ego so much. Okay, back to the trail logs. Producers tell me this is my first actual day on the trail. Let's go.
All right, here it is. Just started from the southern border, Pacific Crest Trail, 2,650 miles to go. Went with a big group, took a lot of pictures.
This is cute.
Yeah?
And it's time. Day one.
Through!
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm about 5 or 6 miles into the Pacific Crest Trail in the desert region of Southern California, Chaparral region. Just did my first water filter, had a breakfast shake, and started. I'm going pretty fast compared to the people around me, it feels like. I've never been good at being smart about pacing myself. But I'm going at a speed I'm comfortable with. I feel so happy. All of the anticipation has led up to this. And so far, now check me on this later. So far, I'm very glad I made this decision. About 6 miles in, and some of the excitement has worn off, but it's beautiful out here. Now I'm starting to feel like I'm hiking in the desert heat, but I'm gonna take a break, drink some water, put some sunscreen on my face and my legs, and keep moving and not be in too much of a hurry, Cody. Easy. Enjoy this. Last time you're going to be in this spot for a while. Just a little over 8 miles in. Sun is directly above. I tried to find some shade to rest and have some water, maybe a snack. Just catch my breath for a second, but there is no shade, so we're in the sun. And I'm looking out, I'm on top of a chaparral mountain. Looking down into the valley below, see some roads and some barn houses, and there's a nice breeze coming in. It's not too hot, it's just sunny. There's the breeze. It's nice and cool. 12 miles until my goal today, Lake Moreno. And I think I can do it. It's just so far so good. Still feeling good. Just actually putting in the work. Ten miles in, halfway to Lake Morena. Trying to do 20 miles today. Feeling like I can do it. So, let's see. It's about a little after 12 p.m. So, I feel like I've been hiking for about 4 hours. So, 4 more hours or so. So Lake Morena, which means I'll be there by 4 p.m. Reasonable, doable. Let's see if I feel that way in about 2 hours. Less than a mile to Hauser Creek, which is over 15 miles in. And a lot of people will stop and camp there tonight. I'm gonna take a significant break, see how I feel, and then hopefully catch a second wind and make it the full 20 miles to Lake Morena. Feeling okay, just feeling it in my legs and feet. Thank goodness for my Maps app, because I just went off trail for 0.3 miles. Luckily, I didn't go any further and I checked. So I gotta go 0.3 miles back up, get back on the trail. Oof. Happens. Made it to Hauser Creek. Creek is dry. It's okay, I have water. And I'm gonna take a good break before climbing 700 or so feet and doing about 5 more miles to Lake Morena. And that'll be day one. Stretched, snacked, shoes off for a bit. Now it's time to do 4.6 more miles. Climb 700 feet. And end at Lake Morena, where there's supposedly a malt shop with chocolate malts. Okay, but first, just as I started walking again, I noticed the sensation of chafe. So I may have to deal with that. Three miles away from Lake Morena, about an hour. And I was wrong about the elevation gain. You actually gain, climb 1,200 feet and then descend about 400 or so, a little over 400. And the last climb was brutal. It's nice and flat now for the moment, feeling much, much better. That was pretty tough to ascend that far. 3 miles to go, about an hour, and the mantra right now is burger and fries, burger and fries, and hopefully like a Coke or something like that, a soda. Burger and fries, burger and fries. Just stopped for a water break. These last few miles are very tough. The trail is completely exposed to the sun. All uphill, and my heart is pounding. Burger and fries, burger and fries. Oh, I can hear people having a nice time at the park. Sounds like kids playing. I'm so close. Burger and fries, burger and fries. Oh, I'm so close to having a burger and fries and a soda. Burger and fries, burger and fries. I made it to Lake Morena. It's a lively sight, lots of RVs and families camping. Now I'm just trying to find where all the hikers are camping and go get some food. Oh, I wish the campsites were just right there. Oh well. Camp is set up and I took everything out of my pack except water bottles. Heading to the malt shop. gonna get a burger. Okay, so I'm in the tent at the Lake Morena campground, 20 miles in, and I have to be really quiet because everybody's going to bed. But there are lots of loud car campers all around, just talking and partying and making a lot of noise. And there's also someone near me that snores really loudly. What went well today? I started the PCT. I made it to Lake Morena, recorded a lot, took a lot of photos and videos. I got a veggie burger and fries. Obstacles for today, challenges, shall we say, what went not so great. It really started with about 16 miles in the climb up after Hauser Creek, when you have a little over 4 miles to go to Lake Morena. It was terrible. The sun was beating down, and during the uphill climb, I would have these thoughts of, is it always going to be like this? Can you do this? What have you done? And I told myself, it will pass. The suffering will be there, and it will pass. And I didn't believe myself. It was really hard to think your way out of that situation. So, and then I came back to my tent. I grabbed my water and I filled it up at this fountain, and I couldn't tell if it was drinkable or not. It doesn't say do not drink. It's like a spigot for the whole campground. So I just did it, and I already drank some of it, whatever. Yeah, and then everything's just a little bit cumbersome. There's just the gear, keeping it all organized and getting stuff out and putting stuff back in the pack. That's just, can be cumbersome. So why do I do this? I maintain it makes me happy. I'm sitting here smiling. I was pretty grumpy while I was getting ready, but now that I'm in the tent, I'm on the PCT and I'm in the tent and I'm content. But I was thinking, why do I do this? Because I'm reckless and restless and have to always be doing something new. But I think it's starting to be something I just accept about myself, and I love it. I love it. That's it for now. I do this because it makes me suffer, and I do this because it makes me happy. Burger and fries. 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 Burger.
We're giving you another flavor to our credits because our friend Breakmaster Cylinder took my burger and fries mantra and turned it into the banger you're listening to right now. I mean, come on, talk about trail magic. If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a production of Spoke Media and Q-Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley. Mixed by InPal Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Leah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Ellie Katapish, Kristen Tepper, and Noah Heller. And an extra special shout out to the brilliant and elusive Breakmaster Cylinder for this absolutely filthy track you're hearing here in the credits. Burger and Fries. The full version of Banger and Fries is available in the Through feed wherever you're currently listening.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.